KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In sports last night, a girls' high school basketball, the Cam Cougars won a girls' Class 1A Region 7 quarterfinal game over Stanton, 76-42 in a game heard here on KJAN. Madison Gettler needed 24 points coming into the game to get to 1,000 for her career, and the junior dropped in 25 to reach that milestone. Gettler was the leading scorer in a game that started off nearly flawless for the Cougars. Cam raced out to a 27-9 lead by the end of the first quarter. They were up 46-23 at halftime. Shooting was hot early, and the Cougars hit six of their first eight attempts from long range, and Gettler took care of the paint with 10 points in the opening quarter. Cam also got 24 points from Paige McAfee and 9 each from Zoe Baylor and Sammy Jotty. Cam improved to 18-4 with the win, and they'll move on to the regional semifinals on Friday night, as their opponent will be a familiar one. They'll square off with the Exira EHK Spartans in Elkhorn at 7 o'clock Friday night. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. The Vikings were led by Hope Ogletree, who had 13 points last night. Also in action last night, Exira EHK, a winner in the other quarterfinal in that side of the bracket, 77-23 over Riverside. Also in Region 7, Fremont Mills beat East Mills, 41-40, and Booyer Valley over Woodbine, 69-28. In 1A Region 8 quarterfinals, it was Newell Fonda over Arweva, 77-28. Glidden Ralston beat Grandview Christian, 60-41. Westwood topping Audubon, 70-33. And West Monona, 69-38 winners over Siouxland Christian. In 2A play last night, regional quarterfinals in Region 7, it was Trainer over AHSTW, 63-39. St. Albert beat Underwood, 61-59. Mount Air over I-35, 52-34. Southwest Valley beat Nottoway Valley, 44-36. In 2A Region 8 quarterfinals, it was Logan Magnolia over Tri-Center, 64-27. IKM Manning advancing with a 93-52 win over Ridgeview. West Sioux beat Lawton Bronson, 63-35. And Unity Christian over Woodbury Central, 60-53. Also in Region 6 quarterfinals in 2A, Panorama advancing with a 51-31 win over Van Meter. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Pleasantville, 46-42. Des Moines Christian over Northwest Webster, 44-39. And Earlham beat Ogden, 52-49. Also in regular season boys basketball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Creston downing Harlan 70-66, Glenwood over Lewis Central 72-62. Kansas connected on 62% of the second half as the 13th-ranked Jayhawks beat Iowa State 83-77 last night at Hilton Coliseum. The Cyclones made just 3 of 19 from three-point range as they fall to 4-9 in the Big 12 Conference.
They're going to switch 1 through 4, and they're going to play, you know, and that's why our emphasis, man, throw it inside. And when you watch this tape tonight, you're going to look at a lot of times we had post-feed opportunities, and we didn't throw it in there. You know, we got to keep throwing inside. We got to make a point emphasis. We get too many good things when we do that. And, you know, we don't do it enough.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm. The Cyclones were outscored in points off of turnovers 21-4 as Cameron Lard had 19 points and 11 rebounds to lead Iowa State. And senior guard Nick Weiler-Babb returned after missing 2 weeks with a knee injury. He finished with 12 points and 8 rebounds. Hunter Rhodes had 12 points and Bennett Cook added 10 as Northern Iowa held Evansville scoreless in the final 2 minutes, securing a 47-41 win on Tuesday night. Northern Iowa won the game at the free throw line, making 12 of 19, while the Purple Aces didn't get to the foul line as Northern Iowa was called for just 9 fouls. Northern Iowa improves to 13-14 on the year, 5-10 in the Missouri Valley Conference with that win. Top 25 basketball last night. Virginia had a very tough matchup in its first game since being elevated to the top of the AP poll. The Cavaliers passed the test as they held Miami to 38% shooting and a 59-50 win at Coral Gables last night. Second-ranked Michigan State had a much easier time winning on the road as Jaren Jackson scored a career-high 27 points in an 87-57 pounding of Minnesota. Also last night, seventh-ranked Texas Tech, an 88-78 win over number 23 Oklahoma. 16th-ranked Rhode Island, a winner over Richmond, 85-67. It was number 18 Tennessee beating South Carolina, 70-67. And Missouri defeats number 21 Texas A&M, 62-58. Iowa's never been known for defense under Fran McCaffrey, but even the coach is surprised by how much the Hawkeyes have struggled to slow down their opponents. Iowa is last in the Big Ten in defense, and it's not even close. The Hawkeyes are yielding nearly 85 points per game heading into tonight's visit to Michigan. McCaffrey says when the Hawks struggle on offense, it's affecting their defense. McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes will need to do a better job of defending the three-pointer than they did in their 75-68 loss at home to the Wolverines back in early January. Iowa's 3-11 in the Big Ten, Michigan 9-5. We'll have that game for you. It's a late afternoon contest, 4:30 pregame today, 5:30 will be tip time. Drake has had only two home games remaining, and one of those is tonight against Indiana State. The Bulldogs are 8-6 in the Missouri Valley Conference, and they beat the Sycamores the first game on the road. Indiana State is 6-8 in the Valley. The Sycamores have dropped five of their last six coming into tonight's contest. Well, the state's wrestling championships, the traditional wrestling tournament, getting underway tomorrow, but the dual team championships are today. In Class 1A action, top seed Don Bosco will face West Sioux, while fourth seed Missouri Valley will face Lake Mills. Lisbon wrestles Woodbury Central, and Denver faces I-35 in the first round matchups in 1A today. In Class 2A, it'll be New Hampton, Turkey Valley facing Webster City, West Delaware against Davenport Assumption, Clarion Goldfield Dows battling Solon, and Ballard versus Williamsburg in first round action. And in the quarterfinals in 3A, Fort Dodge wrestles Dubuque Hempstead, Southeast Polk will go against Johnston, while West Des Moines Valley will battle North Scott, and Waukee faces Iowa City High in action today. They'll wrestle all through that tournament today. In NFL news, Frank Reich has been introduced as the Indianapolis Colts' new head coach. The former Philadelphia Eagles offensive coordinator accepted the job Monday and signed his contract at the home of team owner Jim Irsay later that night. Wednesday's announcement came exactly 1 week after the Colts had agreed to a deal with Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. 8 hours later, McDaniels backed out of the deal and decided to remain with the Pats in the same job. Also in the NFL, Derek Johnson's tenure with the Kansas City Chiefs is coming to an end. The franchise's career tackles leader and a four-time Pro Bowl selection will become a free agent when his contract officially expires March 14th. He intends to keep playing. It just won't be in the familiar red, yellow, and white of the Chiefs. In baseball news, Yu Darvish and the Chicago Cubs have finalized their six-year, $126 million contract, by far the largest deal in a slow-moving free agent market. Darvish joins a rotation that includes John Lester, Kyle Hendricks, Jose Quintana, and Tyler Chatwood, who agreed to a three-year, $38 million package in December. The 31-year-old Darvish finished last season with the Dodgers, helping them knock out the defending champion Cubs in the playoffs to reach the World Series. The four-time All-Star is expected to take the rotation spot of Jake Arrieta, who became a free agent. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.